This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A Washington state-based organization threatens to sue the federal government. Wild Fish Conservancy claims that government-approved management strategies in Alaska threaten the survival of Chinook salmon runs in Washington. And as KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports, the killer whales who depend on them.
The Wild Fish Conservancy filed notice on January 9th stating its intentions to sue the National Marine Fisheries Service for violating the Endangered Species Act and jeopardizing the existence of southern resident killer whales. The Conservancy argues that an important food supply of the whales, endangered stocks of Chinook salmon originating in Puget Sound, the lower Columbia, the Willamette, and Snake Rivers, is being depleted by commercial troll and sport harvesting in southeast Alaska. Kurt Beardsley is the director of the Wild Fish Conservancy. Chinook, or king salmon, are managed under treaty between the United States and Canada and overseen by the Pacific Salmon Commission.
The Pacific Salmon Commission has been collecting wonderful data for many years, and we've been watching it over time, and consistently, roughly 97% of the Chinook caught in southeast Alaska in the troll fishery are not from Alaska. They're from British Columbia, Washington, and Oregon.
It's widely understood that many Chinook salmon harvested in the Gulf of Alaska originated elsewhere, but the 97% figure Beardsley cites will be disputed by Alaska if it were to become party to the suit. In a prepared statement, state fishery scientist Danny Evanson writes, "The purpose of the Pacific Salmon Treaty is twofold, to share the available harvest and to share the burden of conservation when stocks are depressed." Alaska salmon trollers in 2009 took a 15% reduction in the Chinook harvest under the treaty. 10 years later, they took another 7.5% hit, in part to protect the endangered salmon stocks that the Wild Fish Conservancy is concerned about. But Evanson says those runs are small, and Alaska trollers are not the reason they're depressed.
So we only catch them in small numbers. ESA-listed Chinook stocks are considered a rare occurrence in Alaska's waters.
Evanson says that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has a robust monitoring program for Chinook, including the use of DNA sampling to determine origin. But she was unable to provide current percentages of the composition of Alaska's Chinook harvest. However, a report published by the department online in 2016 suggests that the proportion of out-of-state Chinook is nowhere near 97% of the total Alaskan harvest and actually falls anywhere between 30 and 80% depending on the year. Nevertheless, king salmon in the Gulf of Alaska remain in crisis, and the strict conservation measures the state rolled out in 2018 will likely be tightened in 2020. Kurt Beardsley and the Wild Fish Conservancy are not alone in their belief that further measures are needed. What those measures entail, however, could be up to the federal courts.
I think what we do all agree on is something is broken, and we are seeing our fisheries in decline. And I think it's time to take a relook at how we're doing these and take the steps appropriate to benefit fish and fishermen.
The Wild Fish Conservancy is based in Duval, Washington. It has about 3,000 members. The Conservancy's letter of intention to sue the National Marine Fisheries Service also names U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. If the Conservancy decides to pursue the case, it will have to file the full lawsuit within 60 days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.